Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumun and Aleph from Abayis. We're holding by the Mishnah on an Aleph from Abayis. So says the Mishnah. So the Kohen Gadol now, he's holding the Kaf with the Keteris in his left hand, the Machta with the Gechalim in his right hand, and says the Mishnah, Hayamahalich Behechal, he would walk through the Heichal, he would walk to the place between the two curtains that separated the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the space between these two curtains was an Amo. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lehaisa Shamel Pareichas Achas, that no, there's only one single Pareichas that separated the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Pareichas achas bovad. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'evdila pareichas lochem bein hakodesh shebein kodesh hakadoshim. The pasuk, when it describes the pareichas separating the kodesh from the kodesh hakadoshim, the heichal from the kodesh hakadoshim, it says the peloshin yachad. It says that pareichas. You see that there's only one. So right away, it says the gemara shapra kamulu Rabbi Yosi the rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi has a good tiny, has a good raya. So what did the rabbanon say back? It says the gemara of a rabbanon army lachad. They'll tell you that hani mili b'mishkan of a b'mikdasheni kevin delo havoy amitraksin. Since in the Mikdasheni they didn't build an amitraksin because it was too tall to have an amah thick wall, it would fall down, so they didn't build an amitraksin. But they had it in the Mikdasheni, so now they were very stuck, so they wanted to build now instead of the amitraksin, instead of an amah thick wall, they wanted to put a curtain in the second base of the Mikdash. But the problem was that in the first base of Mikdash they had the amitraksin, and now the istafkahul rabbana. Now the rabbana in the times of the Bayi Sheni were mesubed b'kedushase in the kedusha of that area that the amitraksin took up. Iklofnim im kilochutz. If it was considered kilofnim, like did it have kedusha as kadosh hakadoshim? Iklochutz, or did it have kedusha as heichal? And therefore va'avet shtei paroiches. And therefore, in order to get out of the suffik, so they blocked off that entire area that was a suffik, and they made two curtains, one on the outer side and one on the inner side of that amah. And this way, there would be no one in the Heichal that would by mistake go into that area, and the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wouldn't be mocked to the Keteris in that area, because again, maybe it was the Heichal. That's what the Tais Yishanim is Mazber. So therefore, because of the suffix, they put up two Paroiches. Says the Gemara Vayter. So now we've said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol goes in and he walks through the Heichal. The Shaila is, where along the width of the Heichal does he walk? So Tan Rabbanam, we learned in the Braisa, that Beit HaMizbech LeMenorah HaMahalech Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shuta is, and that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Ben Shulchan and Mizbeach. No, he walked between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. V'yesh Aimer, Ben Shulchan and Kaisal. Some say he walked between the Shulchan and the northern wall of the Heichal. So man Yesh Aimrim, who is this Yesh Aimrim? Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chista, Rabbi Yaisi. The Tan is Rabbi Yaisi, the Amr Pischa B'tzafun Kai. He holds that the Pesach going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the north, and therefore it would make more sense for the Kohen Gadol to walk in against the northern wall, and this way he could go straight in. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Lacha, Rabbi Yehuda said that he went between the Menorah and the Shulchan, meaning on the southern side of the Heichal, so he'll tell you that Pischa B'darim Kai. That no, that really the Pesach going into the, going the at least of the outer curtain, was in the south. That was on the southern side of the Heichal, and therefore it made more sense for the Kohen Gadol to go in from the southern side. Rabbi Meir commands fearlay. Frak the Gemara, who does Rabbi Meir hold like? Rabbi Meir, who said that the Kohen Gadol walked between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, so who does he hold like? Ik Rabbi Yaisi fearlay that the Pesach was in the north, so Nail Rabbi Yaisi. You should have said like Rabbi Yaisi. Sorry, I skipped. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Pesach was in the south, so he should have said like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ik Rabbi Yaisi Sfirlei that the Pesach was in the north, then Neo Rabbi Yaisi. He should have said like Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara, Le'ilam Rabbi Yaisi Sfirlei. Now really, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaisi, that the Pesach was in the north. So why didn't Rabbi Meir say that he should go in all the way against the northern wall? Says the Gemara, Va'amar Lecha, Rabbi Meir will tell you that Shulchanai Safam V'dar Munachin, because the Shulchanai said Shlomo Melech made, and they were put into the Heichal, they were put along they were placed from north to south, meaning they blocked the northern half of the Heichal off, so there was no way for the Kohen Gadol to walk along the northern wall. Umafsikale, it separated it. Shulchan, so the Shulchan would have stopped him. He wouldn't be able to go along the northern wall. V'lay Mesayale, he wouldn't be able to go in like that. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, and he went in instead between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. V'bayi Seimah, another Teretz, is that Lo'ayla Mizuchu Marim. Menachin, that really could be the Shulchanos did not block off entering in that direction because they were placed along the length of the Heichal. But still, because of the Kavod HaShechina, it's not proper. Rabbi Meir held it wouldn't be proper for the Kohen Gadol to walk in against along the northern wall, looking straight into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because again, that's where the entrance was. That's where the curtain stopped. So for the Kohen Gadol to walk in like that and be looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim the whole time he's walking through, so that's not Derech Eretz. That's Rabbi Meir held. Rabbi Yaisi Amar Lecha, he'll tell you that no, it's not a problem of Derech Eretz. Adarab Chaviven Yisrael Shul Etzrichen Hakosav Shliach. Klai Yisrael is very beloved. That Hashem doesn't make us rely on the Shliach. And so now in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol walks in, when we daven, we don't need to rely on the Shliach. So now in Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol walks in, he gets to go in straight in, even looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda, Naami, Nail, Be Menayar, Lekaisa. What's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Pesach was in the south. So why does he say that the Kohen Gadol went between the Menayar and the Mizbeach? Why not just go along the southern wall? Says the Gemara, because Meshachre Maneh, because his clothes will get dirty, because in the Menayar there was smoke, and therefore blacken his clothing, and therefore the Kohen Gadol didn't walk in along the southern wall because his clothes would get dirty and then it would become pasul, like the Gemara in Zvachim says. And therefore, instead of Yudah holds that the Kohen Gadol went in between the Menorah and the Mizbeach.